Welcome to the My Mickey podcast, where we explore the magic and wonder of Disney together. And now, on with the show.
Hello, and welcome to episode 8 of the My Mickey podcast. I'm your host, Karen, and I'm the owner of and dream designer for My Mickey Vacation Travel. Today, I'm joined by my husband, Jeff, and also my friend and dream designer, Laura Lee.
Good morning.
Hey, Laura Lee. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Danny and Stacy are spending a little getaway time. They're on a 4-night Disney Dream Cruise. And so with them being away, we thought we would talk a little bit about our experiences with Adventures by Disney. And I know that Karen, you and Laura Lee both went on a Costa Rica trip. That was last year, right?
Yep, that was last February, 2017.
Sweet. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. And we'll also talk a little bit about our Southern California tour that we did. So today, let's talk a little bit about Adventures by Disney and what it is. From you guys' experience, what's the best way you guys can describe Adventures by Disney?
I would say stress-free. Stress-free, yeah. Really. All you need to have is a destination. You know, you want to go to Europe, you want to go someplace fun here in the States. And literally, Adventures by Disney will plan every single step of it. You have to do nothing but choose where you want to go.
Yes, it's definitely the best way to see the world with the amazing Disney service. It's just like
you don't
Disney
have to think about.
Yeah, you're spoiled with it on the cruise ships. You're spoiled with it at the theme parks, and Adventures by Disney is no different. It's incredible.
Yeah, you don't have to make reservations to enter any museums or activities. They handle all that, and they handle all of everything that you need to do, including, you know, once you get there, once you get to the airport, they're there to greet you. I know that was one of my concerns was, you know, traveling overseas. And we'll talk a little bit about that, our experience later. Yeah. But I loved knowing that I was going to have a Disney representative literally waiting for me at the airport. And from there, I had nothing to worry about.
Well, I think a lot of people don't even realize that this is a vacation option for them. With Adventures by Disney, basically it's a group guided tour at some destination, and the group sizes are what, about 40? Is that kind
no
of
more
the number?
No more than 40. Usually they're a little less than that, but no more than 40.
Right.
Okay. And they are geared towards families. And so it depends on the destination you're going to, but usually the minimum age is somewhere 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. It really depends on the destination. But they also have adult-only trips as well. But I think that's really the key to this, is that a lot of people just don't realize all the different places that you can take these tours with under the Disney umbrella. And trust me, you're not going to go to China and see Mickey Mouse walking around. I mean, that's not what this
not
is.
There. Yeah, you don't see any characters. Unless, of course, you're doing, you know, the Southern California Disneyland one, then you will see them when you go to the parks, but they are not on your, you know, if you are going to Scotland, you're not going to see them there. You're not going to see them in Wyoming. It's the Disney name, and the Disney name is what gets you the quality and the entrance to everything and the service. That's what you're doing, is getting the Disney name, not the Disney parks, not the characters.
Right, right. I think one of the things that really makes Adventures by Disney unique is that every group tour that goes out has two, what they call adventure guides. Two adventure guides. One is a Disney cast member, if you will. I mean, and I know we talked to an adventure guide last year, I think, and they were telling us this hiring process. Several thousand people apply for an adventure guide position each year, and they whittle it down to like double-digit numbers each year to hire. I mean, they take the best of the best in terms of travel knowledge and enthusiasm and customer service, and make them these adventure guides. So you'll get on your tour, you get one of these adventure guides who's from Disney, but there's also a second guide who is a local native to wherever it is you're visiting, which brings in, I think, a whole different aspect to the tour, because, you know, they speak the language, they know the culture, they know the history, and they can really give you some unique insight that, say, somebody else can't get out of a textbook. Did you guys experience that in your Costa Rica trip?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Our local expert was, her name was Jenny, and she gave us so much information about the culture, about the country itself. They know all of the little, the hidden gems, if you will, as far as restaurants and stuff like that. And that really, really kicks your experience up a notch, because you'll go to those out of the way places that are not, you know, major tourist attractions, and they're amazing. Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of coffee. I know in Costa Rica, Laurelie and I have a tiny addiction to coffee. And one of the things that we went to, and our local guy, Jenny, oh, she's the sweetest, cutest thing. If I could have packed her up and brought her home with me, I would have. But she took us on like a coffee tour and explained the different types of coffee. And apparently, I know I've been drinking awful coffee this whole time and not knowing, but she gave us, you know, explanation about coffee and just in general about Costa Rica. She was so passionate about her country and the love of her country and her people that are there and just everything. And it made you just love it, because you can tell from her that she loved everything about her country and what she represented and the people. And it really makes you feel close to that.
Yes. And she was very proud to share basically all of her knowledge with us, whether it was about animals, because she was a natural biologist, Karen.
Oh, that's right. Yes, she was.
Yeah. Yep, so she shared all kinds of information with us about, you know, the local animals and, but she also, her family is in the coffee business, and she taught us so much, and she was just thrilled to be able to share all of this information. And you could clearly see the love that she has for her country and her culture. It was really, really amazing.
I know we had talked with one adventure guide who does some European tours, and she was telling us about the local guide in the Germany tour who had befriended a local native in the town, one of the towns that they visit. And it was this little sweet little old lady who spoke no English. And she got so excited because she wanted to start inviting the tours into her house and cook them a dinner with ingredients that she grew in her garden. And it became like a routine stop now on their Germany tours. I mean, you talk about personalization and immersing in the culture. I mean, the people who live there wanted the Disney people to come into her home and just treat them to a German meal. And I thought that was really cool. I mean, and that can only happen by having that native tour guide as part of the tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we talked a little bit about the Disney difference, and a couple of the things I wanted to kind of mention. I mean, there are other companies who do these tours. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say that they're good or bad, but the thing about Disney, that it's the Disney name, and Disney can make some things happen, you know, and that's what I think is the best. One of the first things I think it's really important to notice that when Disney has these tours, especially in the foreign countries, and you're visiting a city, they handle all of your accommodations. They handle your luggage. I mean, you pack up your room, they get your luggage from your room to the next room that you're going to and your tour. But the other thing they do is they put you into these hotels right in the middle of what's going on. So if you're visiting Rome, your hotel is going to be in Rome, and it's going to be most likely a 4-star hotel in Rome, where a lot of tour companies will put you on the bus, shuttle you out to maybe a 2 or 3-star hotel that's 35 or 40 miles away. So that's one of the big things with the Disney difference, is you're getting high quality hotels in the middle of where you're going.
And getting entrance into the Colosseums and the cathedrals, where other companies and just tourists in general that may not be part of an actual tour, or some that are through a tour company, have to wait in line, or you have to get there early to get in line. Because of the Disney name, we get there before. We are not standing in line. We are not having to wait until, you know, later in the day or when it's hot or whatever. We are there first thing. We're there before everybody else and have private viewings of these things. And that is only because of the Disney name. I mean, that has a lot of clout. name. It does. And the awesome thing is we don't have to pay extra for it. We don't have to arrange it. We don't have to call anybody and say, what time can you get us in? No, once we're there and our guides are taking us, we just go where they tell us and we go. We have nothing to worry about. An entrance to everything of the best.
And I think the best example of that is, again, one of these tour guides were talking to us about the tours over in Italy and how getting into the Vatican and into the Sistine Chapel is one of the highlights of that tour. And they're sitting there, you know, in the streets looking at this big long line every day. And at the end of the day, when that line subsides, they don't have to wait in line. They got to go into the chapel and see all of the incredible artwork, just them, just that small group, bypassing the line, private access. That's stuff that only Disney's going to arrange. And, you know, they have what they call the paddle of power, which is kind of like the sign that your guides carry around. And it used to say Disney over in the foreign countries. Now it doesn't. But when it said Disney, I mean, people looked and people wanted to have the Disney group come into their locations and their attractions to see what, to share their culture with them. And so that's how, you know, with the Disney name, they get this incredible access to these locations. I know we heard from another tour guide that mentioned over in France, there was a gentleman on the tour. They found out that he was actually one of the brave soldiers who stormed the beaches at Normandy, and he was going to be on this tour. They found that out ahead of time. And the guides, the adventure guide from Disney, in coordinating with the adventure guide from France, actually arranged to have a special service for him at the beach of Normandy to honor him. I get choked up even talking about that. But I mean, that's the special touches that come from Disney.
Yes, absolutely.
Another story that I remember was hearing about one of the adventure guides on one of the Greece tours. There was a bunch of kids on this tour, but one child in particular, you know, obviously a lot of kids are picky with what they eat, but this child in particular only ate peanut butter. That was all that he would eat is peanut butter. So peanut butter is not really a standard item that they have in Greece. But this particular adventure guide found one of these little off kind of beaten path little shops that had peanut butter in it. Well, she went and bought all the peanut butter just to have for this child to have during his trip. And that just meant so much for the family, for knowing that she cared that much to go out of her way to have this, you know, something as small as peanut butter for this kid. And that made his entire trip. And they loved it so much, they actually went on another adventure a couple of years later. They requested the same, they wanted to see where this particular guide was, and they got her again. Well, the guide was looking at the itinerary and seeing the guest list, remembered this family, remembered this child, because you form such great relationships on these trips, your family with these people when you're on these adventures. But she remembered this family and this child, and she was prepared and brought peanut butter with them, with her on this adventure. And the family just couldn't believe that she would remember that, would remember them. And just those little differences like that, that just make it so much more special and just meaningful to them. So they will constantly keep going on these adventure trips just for these little touches.
That's amazing.
Again, it's the Disney difference. I mean, this is the stuff that Disney is made of, that pixie dust, if you will. I mean, it's just, you're only going to get this from Disney. Another thing that's really interesting about Adventures by Disney is they recently partnered with AMA Waterways, which is one of the leading river cruisers. And they now have three river cruises in Europe, in the Rhine, the Danube, and the Seine rivers. And these tours are really awesome because you get to, you know, you get to do the river cruise, but then they combine the elements at each of the stops with Adventures by Disney. And they kind of do that as well with the Disney Cruise Line. They have the pre and post stay. So if you're going to do a Mediterranean cruise, you can come in a few days early and do an Adventures by Disney in the area, then get on the cruise ship, or do it at the end of your cruise. But they also have, during the cruise itself, an Adventures by Disney tie-in. So at each of the ports, your excursion is basically a day with Adventures by Disney. Karen, are you aware of some of the things they're doing with that? I know you've talked about that in the past.
Yeah, I've talked about it because I'm wanting to do that myself. So I've been looking at that. One of the nice things I like about it is you are actually on, for over in Europe, you're typically on the Disney Magic cruise ship. So you would have, a 7-night or a 6-night or a 10-night cruise, going to, they have a Mediterranean one that's out of Barcelona. They also have them going to Russia, Northern Europe cruises. But the cruise ship acts as your resort. So instead of having totally a land adventure where you're going from, different, hotels throughout your stay, your hotel is kind of going with you. And some people like that. I'm having to worry about packing up or transferring your luggage and transferring, traveling from place to place. So it's pretty much like having the all-inclusiveness of, all of your meals included, in addition to having these awesome excursions already included, versus having to look at each port and see what excursion you want to do and all that. So you do have all that included. And it also comes with the perks of the two adventure guides. And you get the other little surprises and stuff like that that you wouldn't get on a normal excursion at these ports. So it was just a great, another way of doing an adventure by Disney. And so they really are fantastic. You can do them before or after a regular Disney cruise, but I think it's kind of neat to have them as part of your cruise, and you're all sort of together. So, if there's 30 people on that adventure on that boat, you're kind of separated. You have your meals kind of together, and you're kind of with that little family that you're making, with friends that you're making on that adventure.
Well, and if international travel isn't something that is intriguing to you, I think what's really awesome about Adventures by Disney is they have some very unique travel opportunities here in the States. And these are really some things that I don't know that is really just on the top of a list for many families in terms of vacation experiences. So for instance, Montana, Arizona, and Utah. These are 8-day, 7 nights, or 7 days and 6 night type vacations. Wyoming is another one. Karen, I know you were talking about doing, I think, the Wyoming one at one point, or was it the Montana one?
I like them all. Montana has the glamping. I'm not really an outdoorsy person, as Laura Lee knows from our Costa Rica trip. So I'm like more of the finer things, but they do have glamping where you're in these fancy tents, and they've got like electricity and running water and and all that. So a lot of neat things. Wyoming, you stay on a dude ranch, you go whitewater rafting. And so a lot of times people think it'd be cool to visit places in America, but don't really know how to go about doing it, or how to plan, or where to go, or how to figure all that out, where the good places are to stay. Here's a great way to have a fun, summer family vacation, or even winter in Wyoming. They have a trip for that. That would be kind of cold. I don't know if I'd be into that, but I'm more of a summer in Wyoming trip. But there's so many different options right here in the States to do.
Yeah, if the outdoors isn't your thing, there's some city-based tours as well. We've got a long weekend in San Francisco. I like these long weekends because it gives you a chance to kind of get your feet wet with Adventures by Disney a little bit. San Francisco is 4 days, 3 nights. So, you get to hang around the city. But again, it's not like, taking an Uber from the airport and going into the city and going, now what? They're going to show you the best of San Francisco. And I think that's really cool. New York City is another one, the long weekend. New York City is an exciting one because with that tour, you get a behind-the-scenes look at Good Morning America. And they also are now including a production of Frozen, the Broadway version. And then, of course, California. We have two tours that are centered around Disneyland. One is the Disneyland Resort in Southern California. That's a 6-day, 5-night tour. And then there's also what's now, it's a brand new one. It's called the Disneyland Southern California Short Escape, which is 4 days and 3 nights. And Karen, you and I got to do that one.
Oh, definitely. We got to tour the Walt Disney Studios, which was amazing to see everything and to there were really no words to explain, but it was just for a Disney nut. It was amazing to see the studios tour. We got to see the archives, and we got to see all the Golden Globes there.
The Oscar.
The Oscar. Yes, yeah. I actually got to hold the literally the actual Oscar for the Academy Award for Snow White and get my picture taken with it. So all those little things. We got to go to Disney Imagineering and literally walk up and down the hallways where the Imagineers are. I mean, to see what their offices are, to see different how they have it decorated, just to see them at their work and how passionate they are, and to see everything. That's something you can only get on these adventure tours.
We had a little special surprise because they took us over to the Imagineer gift shop. So we got to do some shopping with all the Imagineering logos. And we happened to bump into Tony Baxter, who is probably
the ultimate Imagineer.
Yes, the ultimate Imagineer. He's the guy who designed Big Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain. I mean, you name it, he probably designed it. And he was there and took a few moments to say hi and take pictures with us. So that was a surprise moment. The Short Escape and the Big Tour also have some time at the parks, including a visit up into Walt's apartment above the firehouse inside Disneyland.
Laura Lee got to experience that.
Oh, yes. You know, if you're any kind of a Disney fan or even, you know, like a history buff, I mean, Disneyland itself dates back to 1955. Mickey Mouse dates back to the 20s. I mean, you actually can just feel his presence. And I'm not even going to lie, you were there, you saw me, I cried. I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. I mean, you get to go to this place that's just been, it's almost like it's preserved. It's just like time stopped and you're in this place and you know that Walt paced those floors and he had time that he was thinking while he was pacing back and forth on the floors, you know, thinking about like developing Walt Disney World and what the next, you know, animation film is going to be. And it's just, it's breathtaking. It really is.
I like how they have, you walk with little earplugs in, I guess, and they have him talking on a recording. So as you're walking through even do it through the park and the apartment, and to hear him talk about how he enjoyed having his grandchildren in his apartment and talking about what they used to, the games they would play on the floor and they would love to sleep over and how they would have, and to hear him talk about that. It was amazing. That I think was one of the highlights of that experience.
For me, the highlight was looking out the window onto Main Street, knowing that that was his excitement every day, was to look out that window and see the guests coming into the park. Because that was that was his highlight. Everybody ever asked him, what's his favorite attraction? He said it was the guests. And to look out that same window at that same site that Walt looked at, that was a little, you get a little choked up at that. So the apartment tour is amazing. Just amazing. And that is just one little piece of these Southern California Adventures by Disney tours. So kind of segueing a little bit, let's talk a little bit about you guys' trip. You guys, just listen to me. Let's talk about your trip to Costa Rica.
You guys. Yeah, Mickey Mouse was not there. Mickey Mouse was not there.
Nope, he was
Costa
not.
In Costa Rica. No, but the ongoing joke was, and Laura Lee and I still talk about it, is, as I said before, her and I are not outdoorsy people. So we're Lucy and Ethel of the trip, because that's literally how we are. And going to Costa Rica, we thought, was totally out of our comfort zone. But we thought, we're going to go and we're going to give it a try. And we had an amazing time. We did some things that we didn't think we would. And it was wonderful. What do you tell me a little bit about what you think, Laura Lee, about what we did and how it was and your experience just flying in, what your experience was.
You know what? It was really, I mean, overall, it was the experience of a lifetime. First of all, you know, you've got the Disney name. Okay. So, you know, it's going to be good. You know, you're going to be well taken care of. You're going to get the best of the best service, but there is a bond that you come home with, for, you know, with the two adventure guides and your traveling companions, that is absolutely amazing. And for me, I mean, you know me, like you've said, you and I are not outdoorsy people. I mean, my 50-pound suitcase was 48 pounds of, you know, bug spray and sunscreen. It brings you out of your comfort zone. It's nothing that would have even been on my bucket list, honestly. It's not what I think of when I think of myself and I say, I want to go on vacation. And so this was something completely out of your comfort zone, out of the norm. I mean, we went zip lining, we went rafting, we got to see sloths and a volcano. And it was just, it really was amazing. And it just does something to you personally. I really feel like I came off of that trip a different person. I really do. And I was drinking better coffee.
Yes. I didn't realize how awful the coffee was you were drinking.
Yeah.
But there's some, it reminds me when you mentioned the sloth, is that these aren't sloths that are, you know, that are in a zoo atmosphere. We were actually on a bus. I think we were we heading to our float trip? We were heading to
the
float trip or the pineapple.
And we pulled off the side of the road.
Yeah, our bus driver, actually, he's driving along on this regular old road in the middle of, you know, nowhere in Costa Rica, he spotted a sloth on this tree, like kind of like at eye level on this tree. All of a sudden the bus pulls over, and that was like our mission for our group. We were like, we just want to see a sloth. We were freaking out. Oh my God. We were all running off the bus, getting our cameras, and there was the sloth literally at eye level, just hanging there. And that was just amazing to see that. And that was because of our guide. We had the same bus driver the entire time of our trip. So he got to know us and we got to know him. He was part of our adventure. And he was an addition to our guides. We had Corey, who was our Disney adventure guide. Then we had Jenny. And then we had our bus driver. And he just was with us all week long, took us to all of our destinations. We were able to leave our purses and whatever we had, you know, in the bus as we were floating down the river or whatever it was we were doing, and we were secure and he would watch everything and come get us. And but he was always on the look for animals and things that he would see on the side of the road and pull over so we can do that.
Yes. And William, the bus driver, he was a wealth of information just like Jenny was, and it was always a pleasure to be able to spend a few minutes talking to him. It really was great. And they anticipated every situation. I mean, they were handing me bottles of water before I even knew I was thirsty.
And bathroom breaks. Like, they knew where all the good and all the clean bathrooms were. It's like they knew that, you know, we were to head somewhere, we would stop at this nice place and we would have a rest stop where we can get snacks and water and use a restroom. And it's like they knew all that. Because, of course, you know, that's something that's on my mind, you know, is, you know, we're in a different country. You know, what kind of facilities are they going to have? Are we going to be able to stop? And it's nice to know that they have that taken care of. You know, as little as it may seem, and that's important stuff, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, one of the things that is special about Adventures by Disney is that all of these excursions that we did, the zip lining, the pineapple plantation, which I loved way more than I thought I would, by the way.
I know, right?
seriously, the whitewater rafting, all of that stuff is included in your trip. Whereas I have booked other tour companies and it's an extra, it's an excursion. So everything is included with Disney. That's the real, real nice thing. Adventures by Disney, everything is included. All of your transportation, you know, when you arrive in Costa Rica, you know, we took that plane over to the other side of the country. All of that stuff is included. They handle everything. And you literally have no care in the world, and you are treated like royalty, which is amazing.
Definitely. Definitely. I know for me, it was my first time traveling outside the country at all, let alone by myself. And I know for me that if I'm going to be traveling, especially if I'm going to be going with my daughter or alone again somewhere or anywhere for that matter, I love knowing that when I got to the airport, I walked off the plane and there is my guide with the orange paddle of power waiting for me. And he was, as soon as we made eye contact, you can tell by the expression on my face that I was the one he was looking for. And he grabbed my bag and I had nothing else to do. He walked with me through customs, through everywhere, handled everything, got me to my car that was also a Disney person, and took me to our resort. So I had nothing to worry about. I just felt safe traveling and not having to think about, you know, where am I going to go? I don't speak Spanish. How am I going to get around? No concerns with that.
And that's a huge concern for people these days. You know, they want to travel, they want to see the world, but they're worried about, you know, safety and security and, okay, how am I going to get from point A to point B? And, you know, do I rent a car? How do I remember what side of the road to drive on? And you don't even have to worry about any of that. You feel, you know, completely safe and secure. You have local experts pointing out the most amazing facts and, you know, the local fauna and the animals. I mean, it's everything you could possibly want. And it is the only way, as far as I'm concerned, to travel the world.
Yeah, I would never travel any other way. Yeah. I just wouldn't, you know.
I really do feel that I came home a completely different person. And that last night of the trip, when we said goodbye to our guides, I cried. God, everybody's going to think I cry all the time. But I did. I mean, I really, they made such a huge impact on me as a, you know, as a person. And they really just made this whole experience incredible for me. And it was, I will never forget them. I might forget the names of the other people that were on the trip with us, but I will never forget Jenny and Corey and William. And that truly is the Disney difference.
Did your guides take photos during your trip?
Oh, constantly. Constantly. Yeah, there were photos on our last night at the farewell dinner that I was like, okay, there we are, swinging in the trees, floating down the river, when you don't know that they're just snapping pictures constantly, and then they burn them on the little chip so you have all of them. But so they're watching everything, and they're taking pictures of you and your family having a great time, and, you know, without having to stop and take a pose picture. They're taking pictures while you're in the middle of having this adventure.
And we came out with, I think there was about 2,000 pictures, and both of the guides have cameras. They're taking, you know, candids the whole time, you know, and half the time you don't even know. And then you get home, or on the last night of the trip, they show, you know, they do a little slideshow with some of the photos, but you know, the pictures that you come away with are just incredible, incredible shots.
Well, and kind of talking a little bit about your guy, there I go with you guys again.
You guys.
I feel like I'm at Hollywood Studios. With the trip that you went on, I think the Disney difference was in the whitewater rafting. I mean, you've mentioned the rafting thing a couple times, and I can imagine some of these listeners going, I'm not whitewater rafting. There's no way you're getting me on one of those.
Well, we have to clarify what we did.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of where I was going with that, because you had some options, didn't you?
Yes. Lucy and Ethel here, we opted to not do the white water rafting. I mean, it was, everybody else that did it on our tour said it was fabulous and had the best time. We opted for the float trip with Jenny, who was our little coffee expert. So we went on a lovely float trip down the river. We didn't have to paddle. We sat there. We had somebody steering our little raft and pointed out the monkeys and the crocodiles, and it was lovely.
It really was a great, I was so glad I didn't go rafting, because we had the chance to see all of these animals and to, you know, to learn so much more. And we did hit a little bit of rapids, so I felt pretty brave.
We did.
Not even going to lie.
We had a little wee a couple times in there, and that was just enough for us.
Yeah, it was. It was just enough. But we had guides with us. We had Jenny with us. We saw a lot of animals, and we got some great pictures. And then we stopped off of the river for a great lunch and we got to sit in the air conditioning and relax a little bit while we were waiting for the other half of our group to come back from rafting.
That were roughing it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you don't have to, you know, there's always, you know, an option A and an option B for the people that don't necessarily want to go down the class 4 rapids. You know, you can do the float trip, or if it's hiking and you don't necessarily feel like hiking, then there's something else to do. And they did that the zip lining day too. So there was like a nature hike and zip lining.
Yep. Yeah, they always have options. You know, there was like a little baby zip line, a little practice run, which is still zip lining, I will say.
I did do it.
Yeah, it was a real zip line and it was a real experience. And that was for me, that was enough of an experience. I didn't feel the need to continue with the zip lining. But I did watch Laura Lee go off into the continued woods of the forest. And she loved it. That wasn't for me. So I did the one, and then I went on the hiking trip through the forest, which was with a few other people on our group. And that was perfect.
And I know the trip you guys went on was adults only, but they kind of do the same thing with the families. So if there's some kids on, if there's some kids on the tour, they'll have some kids activities, like in some, maybe some of the European ones, the kids will go off and they'll go to a bakery and make some stuff at the, you know, the bakers, while the parents are maybe in another room doing a wine tasting or something like that. So, you know, they make those same accommodations for families as well, where the kids want to do something and the parents want to do something, or even if it's family oriented, maybe the whole family wants to do something a little bit more adventurous than say another family might want to. So a lot of accommodations being made in those types of situations. And Laura Lee, I kind of want to go back to what you said earlier, which I thought was a very good point with Adventures by Disney. You don't have to plan anything. And so, you know, if I were sitting here thinking I'm going to do 7 nights in Europe, all of a sudden I got to spend a whole lot of time online doing research in terms of what hotels I want to stay at, what's there to do, how am I going to get there, what's my transportation options, currency exchanges, and, you know, all this kind of stuff that I have to take on my own and spend hours doing researching. Adventures by Disney, you don't have to do that. Like Karen said, you get off the plane, they're there, and they'll get you back on the plane at the end. And it's all handled for you. And, I mean, and if Disney's going to handle it for you, you know it's going to get handled right.
Yes, and first class all the way. All the way. I mean, they were with us from the time we got off the plane in Costa Rica to the time we got literally back on the plane. They went back to the airport with us. And, you know, the other nice thing, Jeff, whether it's the shorter North American itineraries, you know, like going out into the, you know, the West, like the Wyoming and stuff. The nice thing is you've got somebody else doing the driving. So, you know, let's say you're taking a family road trip, whether it's a European vacation or it's, you know, a trip through Arizona and Utah, you know, somebody's got to pay attention to the driving. So you're missing those beautiful sights. And, you know, there's things that you have to pay attention to and focus on. And, you know, in Europe, what side of the road do I stay on? And, oh, okay, I didn't get to see that castle because I was driving, but hopefully my wife got a picture, that kind of thing. You don't have to worry about that on these tours. And that is my favorite, because I got to sit and relax while somebody else thought of everything. And I just got to take in, you know, the beauty of this country and to look for animals and to check out the landscape. And it was really literally the best way to see the world.
And I think there's a safety element too. I mean, I think Karen mentioned that earlier about, you know, just feeling safe in these countries. I mean, I've been in a taxi cab in the Bahamas. I wasn't looking at scenery. I was holding on for dear life and biting my tongue and my lips, hoping I'd come out alive. You know, and that's another thing you just don't have to worry about with Adventures by Disney.
That is true.
Well, you know, the other thing too that a lot of people worry about is cost. And, you know, Disney's Adventures by Disney is a little bit higher on the price range, but again, you're getting all this included benefit. You're getting all this white glove treatment and everything's handled for you. The other thing to remember is other than taking care of your two adventure guides at the end, you don't have to pay gratuities anywhere. You don't have to pay gratuities at the hotel. You don't have to pay to the porters, to anybody's handling your bags, to the waiters, waitresses. You don't have to handle, you don't have to do gratuities anywhere.
That's
right. That's one of those hidden costs when you're traveling that people just don't think about. And so when you're traveling Adventures by Disney, that's all handled for you.
An adventure fee and entrance fees. A lot of other companies, you know, they have their base fee and it includes, you know, room and some meals and this, that, and the other. But then you have to choose sometimes as to which adventure you want to do. Like if you want to go, you know, into the Vatican or something like that, you, there's extra fees to get into these places. There are no extra fees. With a lot of other companies, you still have to pay an additional fee once you get there if you want to enter those facilities. So this, you don't have to. They're incorporated into the total price. A lot of people don't realize that.
Yes. And I, you know, I personally have done the research for European trips, and I have compared Adventures by Disney and other companies. And by the time I add up what it's going to cost to go to, you know, the Vatican and all of these other places, all of the extras, it's very, very competitive price wise. It really is. And
especially if you look at, even if you look at the California one, that mm-hmm. includes VIP tour of the, a VIP tour with a guide. You're staying at the Grand Californian entrance into the parks. If you were to price that out alone without doing it as part of a package, it's going to come out more than the tour itself. So it's like you're almost getting, you know, to visit the studios, Walt Disney Studios, for free by the time you figure out how much you actually would spend at the room with the view at the Grand Californian and the VIP tour and the Walk and Walt's Footsteps tour and the park tickets. All that adds up.
Yes, it really does. And it's, so it does, you know, a lot of people get sticker shock, but by the time you break down and show them the comparison, it's very, very close. And you've got the stellar Disney name and the service to go with it, you know. And plus, you know, you can do like a layaway plan, and you can plan it for, you know, two years out, so you can make payments on it and make your, you know, bucket list trip affordable to Europe and stuff. It's, you can't go wrong with it.
Well, speaking of bucket list, if you could pick any one of the Adventures by Disney trips to go on tomorrow, which would it be?
Oh, that is so hard.
That's a long list, isn't it?
Wow, yes, that is so hard. I mean, they've got so many incredible things you could do. I think I would probably, I would pick one of the Italy itineraries, though. If I had to pick.
Oh, that would be nice.
Because then I could just eat my way across Italy.
That would be a good one. You know, I'd be torn, or I think I'd be interested in doing the England one. I think especially with all this royal wedding hoopla lately, just seeing everything and seeing mm-hmm. the castles and going in into all the palaces and doing all that. I think in the tea rooms and stuff, I think that would be really, really cool to do that.
That would be.
I want a tea party, a real tea party in England.
I think mine, just out of intrigue and being in the culture, would be the New Japan one. But I have no interest in flying the whole way around the world. And if I had to do one in Europe, I'm with Laura Lee. It would be the Italy one.
Well, I think we need to plan that then.
I think we should. Yes, honey. I think we need to do that.
Well, okay.
All right.
You heard it here, folks.
Well, I heard a yes.
No, you heard okay.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay. All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about with Adventures by Disney?
No, I'm just ready to plan my trip now.
Yeah. We're going to get together after this and start planning.
Okay. All right. We'll do that.
I mean, we could talk all day about Adventures by Disney. We really could.
Yes, we can.
Or, you know, Jeff, you know you want to play golf in Europe, like Ireland and Scotland.
Oh, Scotland. Yeah, there you go.
Tony, is
golf
love...
included on those tours?
I don't know, but we can make it happen.
Wow. Hear that, honey? Laurel, you said we can make it happen.
That's right.
I would love to play golf.
We are dream designers. We will make it happen. That's and my right. husband would love Yes, he would love to play golf. So,
oh, we should do that. That would be fun.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it after.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, Laura Lee, I know Tony is a golfer. All right. Mm-hmm. So, I'm looking at Scotland, thinking about golfing. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing golfing on the itinerary, but I am seeing, get this, Edinburgh Castle, Loch Ness canoeing. I'm going to spell that. I'm going to say this wrong, but the Urquhart Castle Tour. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The Blair Castle Tour, 30 rooms, 700 years of Scottish history in the Highlands. The Highlands.
Yes. For all of you Outlander fans out there, you know, you're listening and you're thinking about wanting to go to see if you can find Jamie here in Scotland. So,
yeah. And we can go in a day or two early.
That's right.
You got the Culloden Battlefield site.
That's right. That was from the book and from the show. Yep. Oh my gosh. All right.
Lore's Castle and Garden Tour. The Glenturret Distillery Tour.
Ooh. Yes. Laura Lee perked up.
Yes, she did.
The day at I'm gonna butcher this as well. The day at the Rothia Murchis Estate. Spend a day at this private estate, participating in archery and Highland games. Oh, how fun is that?
Yes.
Okay, bucket list. That's my bucket list.
Okay,
that's it.
Yeah, that's my bucket list.
Ding, ding, ding! That's the one.
Winner.
There you go.
Yeah, and they're open for 2019 for booking. Some of them are at promotions now, too, for early booking offer.
That's right, yeah.
I was just getting ready to say, book early. You can save up to $500 on... Per person on international, up to $400 on North American departures. There are some exclusions. Unfortunately, a lot of the Costa Rica and Disneyland ones are excluded, but Scotland is not on the excluded list, so it's we can not. Get a awesome. Discount. Up to $500 per person off. So what a great promotion. And if you are interested in an Adventures by Disney vacation, please reach out to one of the dream designers at My Mickey Vacation Travel, the official sponsor of the My Mickey podcast. You can find your favorite dream designer at the My Mickey Vacation website at mymickeyvacation.com. Laura Lee, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys. You know I always love catching up with you.
And thank you to everybody who listened in today to our podcast. And thank you to all of you for joining us today on this episode of the My Mickey Podcast, where we explored adventures by Disney. For pictures and more information, visit our website at mymickeypodcast.com/8. And also, while you're there, be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you can catch up with us on future episodes. Danny and Stacy, we'll look forward to hearing back from you next week, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about your Disney cruise experience. And speaking of Danny, you can visit him on the web at drdisney.com and on Facebook and Instagram by searching for Dr. Disney. That's it for us this week. Hope you have a great week out there, and we will see you real soon.